a lot of changes to tax policy, lowered taxes, but expanded sales taxes. What do you think of the job of the legislature on taxes? What would you like to see happen?
Well, obviously, I'm not happy with it. You know, if I hear the governor one more time say that we've lowered your personal taxes, I would say, well, yeah, some people you did. You know, some people are paying less in personal taxes than they used to. Some people are paying much less, especially millionaires. They are paying a much lower percentage of taxes than they used to. But if you talk to people in the business community, especially small businesses, I was talking to a fellow who owns a brewery in Brevard the other day. He's furious. He's paying all kinds of fees he never had to pay before, and new things to him. He didn't elaborate on all of them, and I'm not a small businessman, so I don't know them all. But he was talking about fees for this, and people who are doing inspections who come in the building, they pass him a piece of paper, he signs it, and they leave. And they say they've inspected this or that or the other thing. And he has to pay for all of that, and he has to pay for those privileges. So we're seeing more fees. We're seeing our poor having to bear a heavier burden of taxes. They all have to pay taxes on services now. I always say that a government is going to get their, in this case, in North Carolina's case, they want their $22 billion, and they're going to get it by gosh or by golly. They're going to find a way to get that money. The problem is who they get the money from. Do we excuse our largest corporations and say, well, they create jobs? Isn't that great? Yeah. That's really great, but they also use our roads. They need the fire department. They need the police to work with them. Mm-hmm. And they need all the public services that everybody else needs to take care of those corporations. So while their taxes go down, poor people and people in the middle class, they've been watching their fees and their taxes go up. And, you know, if you talk to people, they'll tell you that their tax burden is almost identical to what it ever was, maybe even worse now than it was before. Why? Because we haven't changed the amount of money we want in the government. We've just changed how we're getting it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's falling on the backs of the wrong people, the people who can least afford it.
Staying on the economy, also Medicaid is a big issue. Many states have expanded Medicaid. Many states have not. North Carolina is one that has not. This is something that the Democratic Party has been pushing for and pushing for, and it's not likely to happen anytime soon unless the Republican Party comes on board. What would you like to see as far as Medicaid goes? Because there were some changes made in the last session, efforts to send it more to a private model.
Oops. There's something that'll work well. Look at the private models leaving the state, you know, and insurance companies and the like. From my point of view, our state has made an incredible error in judgment. Well, first of all, we're talking about 380,000 people who have no insurance in this state right now and can't get it because they make less than $10,400 a year. I believe that was the magic cutoff. And so here they are. They're making this piddling little pay. And the only place for them to get medical care is by going to emergency rooms. So they go to the emergency rooms. They can't pay for their care in the emergency rooms, and all the rest of us get that piled into our insurance rates. So our insurance rates go up for everybody who can pay for insurance, which makes everybody mad. They don't want to do that. They say, well, Obamacare is really messing up. Well, we're really messing up. North Carolina is passing up $2 billion per year of money returned to us from taxes we already pay. $2 billion. So if you don't care about people, and you don't care about their health, and you don't care about whether they've got enough food on the table, aren't you impressed by $2 billion a year? Don't all those zeros make your mouth wet up with joy? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. $2 billion, 23,000 good-paying jobs would come back to our state. Better service to our people in rural communities. That would come into play. All those things get better, and the health of our citizens, our children, our adults, their parents and their grandparents, everything gets better when we expand Medicaid. And I can't, for the life of me, think how Republicans can't see the simple logic of it. For my money, if I had a magic wand, we'd have a single-payer system, but we don't. We've got Obamacare, and it's got its bumps that need to be addressed. And anybody who says it's perfect is wrong. But anybody who says it's dastardly is wrong, too. If you go into other states where they've expanded Medicaid and where they have an active marketplace for insurance rates have come down. but not in North Carolina. We want to make people pay for the privilege of being sick in this state. And we want them to pay big time by denying poor people the care they so desperately need every day. Mm-hmm. It's wrong. It's not a moral decision in my view.